Yeah. All right, Brandon, did you have a ninth place car?
Well, wasn't quite handling it exactly the way we wanted, but it's a tough race to get a handle on. You know, the guys that run good in there, they got to figure it out. We just got to have to work a little harder to figure out the handle in this race. I mean,
that was the pace in the beginning. What you wanted to be, and a little too quick.
To be honest, I don't even know how fast the leaders are going. I couldn't see them. I just, you know what, we weren't quite handling the way I would have liked to, so I was, you know, really trying hard in the beginning, just trying to save the tires because the car wasn't handling that good to begin with. We managed to scrape out a top 10 finish, but you know, if we get the handling right, I think we can do a lot better than that. So,
how would you basically summarize your 2016 season?
I don't know. It was okay, I guess. I mean, the end, probably the last month of the season, we had a really fast race car. It was probably the best it's run all year. We just didn't get any good finishes to show for it. You know, we had a few different issues, and so just didn't get any of those good finishes. Probably a few nights that we could have had a good chance at a win, but you know, you can't have problems and win races. So.
Who do you have to thank for your season?
Well, just got to thank Randy Durant and his whole family for letting me drive the race car again. Obviously, my family and Bellinger Auto, they support me 100%. Bashaw's Collision, Orange Crate, Sheffield Brothers, and we just got to thank 21 Tequila for keeping the coolers full after the races.